This conference will now be recorded.
All right, we're all set.
Excellent. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, I guess we're right smack into discussion on the market overview and investment performance review. And that would be you.
That's me. So let me start with market overview. Just going through briefly, the stocks that you may have seen have really propelled higher this year by strong, by a very strong economy. We have powerful earnings that you might have seen, and there's a lot of market liquidity out there. And as you know, it's not been a one-way street for investors. You've had a lot of volatility, especially on July 19th. You had the market at one point down over 900 points. That was the biggest setback in the last 9 months. But here's the thing is that we suspect is worries over the spread of the Delta variant. It may have been the immediate cause of the setback, however, we think that's just a catalyst triggering other concerns, ranging from accelerated inflation, Fed policy tapering, the Fed starting to cut back on buying bonds, and reduced fiscal support. As you know, that the government's extra unemployment checks will be ceasing come September. But just so you know, our view on this has not really changed. We believe that the economy is strong, and we believe that you might have some disruptions in the rally, but we don't think long term. We think that we just are looking at facts and the investor-focused market strength and quality, and we just think that the S&P 500 will continue to excel. So we're looking for a good year. We're looking for the market, I just looked, is at about 4,400, and we're looking for it to close the year at 4,400 to 4,600. So, yeah, and that's the S&P, obviously, that I'm talking about. So, pretty basic there. It's kind of surprised me last year how well the market did, but I'm gonna start sharing the screen. Oh, I have to get permission to share a screen.
Oh, yep, 1 second. All right, it should work now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's funny. I used GoToMeeting for quite a while, and Wells Fargo then went to Zoom, and they really are so different. It's kind of okay. I'm on a different. I like GoToMeeting better. I think I have better control. But any questions on the economy at all? Okay, so let's just, I'm going to run through your funds. I think this is going to be a pretty quick meeting because your funds tend to be doing pretty well. The only fund that makes our watch list is the Janus Henderson Triton Fund. So I'm going to talk about that and your other funds right now. And you can see the screen or you have a copy of the presentation. So this is our regular Morningstar report. The first column will be the market value as of August 6th. The next column will be the fund name. The next will be the ticker, if you wanted to look it up. The next will be what category it's listed in on in Morningstar. And then the Morningstar rating, which it goes 1 to 5, 5 being the highest. And when Morningstar rates the funds, keep in mind that they're looking at how these funds have done to similar funds. And then the Morningstar rating, where Morningstar has an analyst giving their views on that particular fund. Sometimes I find those biased, but I do have them there for you to take a look at. They are gold, silver, bronze, negative, and neutral. And then your returns, 3 months, year to date, 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year. And these numbers are as of July 31st, and the 1, 3, 5, 10 are average annual rate of returns. And then the fees for each one of your funds. So you have the money market fund, which is getting, as you may know, if you even go into a bank or anything right now, getting just about nothing because interest rates are so low. The 10-year was down to 1.2. It's now at 1.37%. Your Nationwide Fixed Select is has a current yield of 1.48%. And this is more of a guaranteed insurance contract as opposed to stable value in that they guarantee a certain percentage each quarter. So this quarter, the guaranteed rate for the quarter is 1.48. The return for the last year was 2.56. This is as of June 30th. They only update these numbers on a quarterly basis. And as I had mentioned to Alex, they're kind of tough to get these numbers. But keep in mind, when they're showing you these numbers, you have the compounding effect there. So 2.56 for the year ended July, June 30th. And over the last 3 years, an average annual rate of return as of 2.83 and 2.91 over the last 5 years. Your fixed income being your bonds. Keep in mind, when interest rates go up, the value of the bonds go down. And when interest rates go down, the value of the rates go up. So you're going to see there's, you know, with interest rates going way down and then, going way down, you're seeing over the last 3 years having a 6.63%. The PGIM is Prudential, and it's going to invest in intermediate term bonds, corporate bonds, and basically they're going to be going out 3 to 5, 3 to 7 years. Right now, the average duration is 5 years. So you're seeing over the last 5 years, 4.29% rate of return. The Fidelity Advisors Strategic Income Fund is a multi-sector bond fund. It's going to have about 35 to 40%. In high yield bonds or junk bonds. And you're saying that's way up over the 1 year. And that's, if you looked back to last year, it had a negative return because during the recession that we had last year, when the COVID really hit, the first thing that people got out of was junk bonds. And so they had a big decrease and you're seeing those come back strong this year. The Vanguard Inflation Protection Bond, keep in mind inflation's been higher this year, so you have a higher return. 6.67. This has 80% of its assets are in Treasury inflation protection bonds. Any questions on the bonds or money market and stable value? Okay, if we get to stocks, we look at your large cap stocks. You have three large cap stocks. Keep in mind, large cap stocks are going to invest in companies that are $10 billion in assets or more. And so when we take a look at your, for instance, I just want to make this smaller, read my notes, the JP Morgan Equity Income Fund, this is what's called a large value fund. So it's going to invest in stocks that are underperforming in the market and are paying a dividend. This is run by Claire Hart. She's been on the fund for quite a while. It's what we would call, has a very high quality team and a very high quality approach to investing, looking for high grade stocks in there. And you're going to see the top, some of the top holdings would be companies like Comcast, Bank of America, United Health Group, ConocoPhillips. So compared to the T. Rowe Price there, that has also done phenomenally well, is going to be more of a large growth fund. The growth fund you're seeing over the last year up 30%, but over the last 3 years, an average annual rate of return of 21%, and over the last 5 years, 23%. And the top holdings in the T. Rowe Price are going to be, you're going to have the Facebook, you're going to have Apple, you're going to have Google, you're going to have all the large tech stocks are going to be in there. So kind of the difference, so you can't really, when you're looking at their returns, you can't really compare the returns between large value and large growth because they have two different philosophies in investing money. And then the Vanguard 500 Index is going to invest in the top 500 companies in the United States. So it will do exactly what the S&P 500 does, minus their fees of 4 basis points. MidCap is going to invest in companies $2 to $10 billion in assets. MFS MidCap Value Fund, again, has the same philosophy as your JP Morgan, that they're looking for stocks that are underperforming in the market, are going to pay somewhat of a dividend. And you're seeing MidCap really had, you know, a comeback this year, up 43% for the year ended July 31st, and over the last 5 years, 11% rate of return. The Vanguard Extended Market Index. So this is a 2-star, which, you know, is kind of surprising to me. But basically, this fund is going to invest in everything, or has the ability to invest in everything that the Vanguard 500, except for the Vanguard 500 stocks. So it will have some large cap, it will have mid cap, and it will have small cap. Overall, it falls in the mid cap blend category, up 51% over the last year, up 17% over the last 3 years. MFS mid cap growth is going to have smaller tech stocks, and you're going to see 30% over the 1 year, but averaging 22% over the last 3 years. U.S. small cap is going to invest in companies $2 billion and below. So you're seeing here, we have the Vanguard Small Cap Value Index and the Columbia Small Cap Index. And small cap really did well at the beginning of this year, 57% on the value side. 56 for the blend for the index, and the Janus Triton, you're seeing up 38%, up 16% over the last 5 years. This particular fund I tend to like a lot. It has strong, has just a very established team and a prudent and thoughtful approach. So nothing I'd be making a change on. And that falls into our watch list on the FI 360 report, as the only fund. International has continued to do well. You're seeing the Vanguard International Value up 35%. The MFS International Diversification. This particular fund is a fund of funds. So it's going to invest in 6 different mutual funds. So it's one fund with 6 funds inside of it. And the manager of the fund itself, the MFS International Diversification, determines how much is in each one of those funds. If she wants to be more aggressive in emerging markets or more aggressive in just a large cap stock fund outside the United States. So up over 10% over the last 3 years. Vanguard International Growth, again, is going to be investing in large companies that are going to have a lot of tech stocks throughout the world, up 36% over the last year, 22% over the last 3 years. JP Morgan Emerging Markets Fund, this fund has closed, so I'm not even sure. I mean, still listed on your list of funds available. I'm not even sure if we could use it at this point because no money ever went into it here. So that is something I need to check on. This particular fund is going to invest in companies that are headquartered in emerging markets or underdeveloped countries. That still includes China, so keep that in mind, and that's a big deal. So you're seeing with all the controversy with China right now, that particular fund is down 4.5% year to date, but over the last year, up 21%, and over the last 3 years, 14.89%. One of the things Wells Fargo, JP Morgan actually believe is emerging markets should do well over the next couple of years. More and more, you have citizens in these countries who are becoming middle-class citizens and middle-class people buy things. So that's our philosophy there. We look at the T. Rowe Price target date funds. You're going to see we have the money in the 2015 and 2020. So these two funds, and you just go over and look, you're going to see up over the last 1 year, up 18% and up 20% respectively. And if I just want to just review briefly. The target date analysis, just so that we can just see how your funds have done compared to other target date funds, because it's hard to actually compare target date to target date. And the main reason is everybody runs their target date funds differently. So this shows, this particular page, and I'm on the target date analysis presentation, and I'm on page 2. And you're gonna see what happens here is, this shows when you turn 65 or when you get to your target date, whatever your target date is, JP Morgan on their target date fund, for example, is going to have 33% in the stock market. I use Nationwide only because we had Nationwide target date funds before. They are very conservative also. They're at 35% upon retirement, or your target date. American funds, about 47%. Vanguard's just about 50. And here's T. Rowe Price. They're the most aggressive. They're at 55% upon retirement, and Fidelity is just about 52%. So if we go through and we look at your glide path, so the glide path actually shows how much will be in the stock market during certain ages. So if you had 45 years left to retirement, you're gonna see that T. Rowe Price is what we're using, and this is the purple. You're gonna see T. Rowe Price is the most aggressive in investing money in the target date. And they made, and I think we talked about it last year, they made a conscious decision last year to become more aggressive when people had more time to make money and take risk. And you're gonna see this glide path, as you get older, it starts to go down. And just as we spoke, it has about 55% in the stock market at retirement, and it continues to decrease in the stock market as you, and equities, as you get older. So, and then I'm just gonna go to one more page here. I don't think we have to go through the whole thing. I mean, the risk return really shows that T. Rowe Price is really a proven winner in investing for target date funds. This shows growth of $10,000 for someone in the 2020 fund. And this goes back to 2015, so it's only 6 years, but it shows, normally we have a little longer return, but you're gonna see T. Rowe Price over that time frame up 80% compared to everybody else. It just really has outperformed, and this is one of the funds we're using. So taking that extra risk has really paid off for the T. Rowe funds, T. Rowe target date funds. So I think that kind of works. Those are the top providers in 401k target date funds, or we call them 401k target, but for target date funds. So I think that shows it's beneficial for what we're using it. And then finally, just looking at your monitoring report, this page 1 actually shows we had 2 investments on the watch list. And that was, they have the extended market also on the watch list. And that really is because this, the extended market, the Vanguard extended market, as I said to you, this shows up as a mid-cap fund, and it has the ability to have large cap and small cap in there. So when evaluating, the FI360 looks at 11 different criteria. It's not just what your returns were. It is, you know, how much money do you have? How much, what percentage is in what you said you were going to invest in. So this particular, this puts this off just a little bit, and you see the Janus Triton. But overall, here's the thing that is pretty cool, is when they look at your funds, you have 2 funds on your watch list, and when they evaluate all of the funds that you have listed here that are available for Kevin actually to invest in, you have a weighted average of 0, and the highest you can get is 0. And you are the only fund I have that has 0 overall. That 0 is the best number to have there. So the funds we have here that we're offering in this plan really have worked out well. Any questions? I know I just talked away, but.
I'm all set. Fine.
Yeah, I think everything's working pretty well right now, so I don't know how you feel about it. But I think the Nationwide is working, gives us more opportunity for different funds, and I think it's kind of worked well.
Absolutely. Okay. So I think we're on the action item.
Are we what are we doing? Are we reapproving the investment policy statement?
So my philosophy is on an annual basis, just to take a look at it. Nothing has changed on it whatsoever. I went in and just changed the date. But good policy is that you review your investment policy statement on an annual basis. So for all of my qualified plans on an annual basis, I send it out to them whether we have changes or not, just to make sure you have a new one that it shows you reviewed it. That's basically it. Just to have for your records.
I'm all set, so I'll make a motion to reaffirm the approval of the investment policy statement.
Well, and I'll second that.
Excellent.
It's unanimous.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ann. That's good. Overall, I think you've done a great job for us, certainly this past year, and that's a wonderful thing. Kevin?
I am all set. Thank you for your advice, Ann. I probably need to take a lot more risk than I'm taking right now.
Yeah. You know, even if you put a little bit more into those, as we just looked, those target date funds are pretty aggressive. Even the 2020 is going to be at 55% in the stock market. So even if you gradually just move some money over there, I think it might be advantageous.
Yep. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
All right, Ed. Thank you.
Thank you.
What else we got? Nothing.
We'll make a motion. We adjourn.
Well, there. Done. Unanimous again. Well done.
There you go.
All right.